Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to officially call this meeting to order. I want to welcome everybody here tonight. Thank you for taking time out to come and help us with county business. It's always nice to see concerns and, you know, have people here and let us know how you feel. We are elected to serve and try to help run the county, but we can't read your minds. So we like input. You know, sometimes I might not accept it very well, but, you know, I deal with it. But like I said, I appreciate your time, appreciate you being here. At this point, I would like to ask our Warsaw County Manager, I'm struggling tonight.
We're fine.
The mayor, our Warsaw mayor, if he would to come up and do an invocation and then lead us in the pledge. And maybe I'll get better as tonight goes on because obviously I'm struggling.
Let us.
Please stand.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you to thank you for the wonderful and many blessings that you give to us each and every day. We thank you for clothing us in our right mind and allowing us to be able to travel from one place to another, protecting us from all the harms and danger. Now tonight, Lord, as we come together, we thank you for the new leadership that you are bringing before us. We thank you for the new county manager and the new assistant county manager. And we thank you for the blessings of having Mr. Wood here serving as interim. We ask you to bless him as he travels on to do other things. And while he's still here, bless him with wisdom to help as well. Tonight, Lord, we ask you to give the wisdom and knowledge that is needed to the commissioners to carry out the affairs of Duplin County. Duplin County have seen some very odd times, but you have brought us through those. And as we go forward into new times, we thank you that you're going to cover us and you're going to give us everything that we need for a prosperous and successful place to live. These things we ask tonight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let all of God's children say amen.
Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen.
Thank you, sir. Anybody have anything they want to add to the agenda tonight?
I do not.
No, sir.
No, sir.
No, sir.
No, sir.
Okay. I would entertain a motion.
So moved. Second.
I got a motion to approve the agenda as is and a second. Any further comments, questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carried. Okay. I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the September 18th meeting.
So moved.
I got a motion. I got a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carried. All right. I entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
I got a motion.
Second.
I got a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. All right, that brings us to our first item of business, which is public comment. If you will, call forward anyone that has signed up to speak.
Okay, we've had one person sign up, Miss Angela Maynard.
Okay. And Miss Maynard, as you know, you got 3 minutes.
How do you know I'm gonna be real quick? See there, you something off wrong already. How y'all doing tonight? Okay, my name
Great.
Is Angela Maynard, and I am here for the Board of Election. We are having a voter ID information workshop on Tuesday, October 10th, 2023 at 6 p.m. I'm here to let you all know we're having it and for you all to please come out and participate and learn about the new voter ID.
Thank you.
So you thought I had something else to
say.
Thank you. And
I know you did.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Maynard.
And I always pass out even
Yeah. You still got time. I can't believe you're giving it up this quick.
God good.
I mean, he is always.
All the time, God is good. Don't you forget that. That is my 3 minutes. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this brings us to a very important part of our meeting. We have interviewed and selected a person to be our county manager. At this point in time, I would entertain a motion to appoint Mr. Brian Miller as the county manager, effective October the 9th, 2023, and authorize the chairman and the clerk to enter into the party's employment agreement and otherwise execute all administrative duties as required under both the agreement and North Carolina General Assembly.
So moved. Second.
I have a motion by Commissioner Branch, a second by Commissioner Garner. Any further discussion? Hearing none? All in favor say aye.
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 Unanimous. Congratulations. He is here. I would give him the opportunity at this point, if he just wanted to come to the podium and speak just a minute. You know, we welcome you to our great county.
First, commissioners, let me say, I appreciate the opportunity to serve both the board and to serve the residents of Duplin County. I appreciate your vote of confidence, and I look forward to beginning work on October the 9th. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, I would also like to make the announcement that in the interview process, we found our assistant county manager, and she has been offered and accepted a job, and I would like for her to stand up. I think you will recognize her. It is Miss Carrie Shields, and take the podium.
Commissioners, thank you very much. Thank you for the opportunity, and I'm very excited, and I'm happy to be back home, so thank you.
Thank you. That brings us to item number 4, Ms. Hillary Crawford. Thank you.
All right. So I have tabs at each of kind of a highlight reel of our report. I'm Hillary Crawford with Parish and Partners, and we were tasked with doing a kind of comprehensive development plan for the Duplin Commons area. So if you turn to your first tab, that is that graphic there is kind of what was existing out at the site. And I know that y'all are under construction with a couple of additional buildings listed there to the left, the county public transportation facility and animal care control and adoption facility. Those are going to be in addition to what is already on this plan. But this is kind of our baseline of what is already out there and the land we had to work with. We had to figure out where we were to decide where we were going. So if you wanna move to your second tab, that graphic on the right there, that was the previous master plan. And you can see some ball fields, and it had more of a focus on county and community recreation. So we kind of wanted to revision that with the additional county buildings and kind of have that a more government-focused area. All right, if you want to move to tab 3, this is just one of our environmental exhibits. So part of our inventory was to take a look preliminarily at some highlights of environmental items around and on the site, just to make sure there were no showstoppers before we started with our alternatives analysis process. So you can see in this graphic, We have some NWI mapped wetlands on there. There's none on the site, but there are some decent wooded areas that would need to be delineated before construction could start on those. Moving to tab four. So this was the beginning of our alternatives development. So kind of the first step in that process was to identify some of the facilities that may move to Duplin Commons, any of their existing space constraints. And then take a look at, we took a look at the county administration building in Onslow to kind of see what they did and didn't like about their facility and kind of plan for something possibly similar in Duplin as well. There would be a consolidated facility for admin buildings and would have meeting rooms and conference rooms and some front and back facing areas. So tabs five and six are your preliminary alternatives. You'll see that those are pretty similar to each other. The main differences on these is on alternative one, you have that water department station, bill pay station up towards your plan right on the page, kind of near that landscaping pond. And then there's minor differences between the internal access roads and some of the parking and access in those as well. So your alternative two, if you turn to tab six, it has more expanded parking and overflow for the multi-purpose arena and event center. And it moves that bill pay station into the county government center so that you can have more of that front-facing landscape there towards the road. So those are the main differences in that. So building more off of alternative two, just because of the more allowable parking and overflow areas in that one, is your preferred alternative, which is tab number seven. It's based off of alternative two, but we did rework the parking in that one so that it was more of a cohesive like parking setup between that government center and the event center so that all of that could be used for overflow during events and is easily accessible for any of the traveling public. It also details grading and draining that fairgrounds area for overflow parking and reserving space for RV and tailgate areas for events as well. And then also in this one, your delivery drive-through, the parking on the event, or not the event center, the government center is changed a little bit to keep that drive-through traffic flow out of your parking a bit more. So if you move to tab eight, we did some just rough order of magnitude cost estimating, and that was more to compare the alternatives and the buildings to each other and help phase it. They have placeholder costs for square footage, but this helped us kind of determine phasing for these and what would be best for the county. And then moving to tab nine, we have your final recommendations. So it has the phasing that was determined throughout the cost estimating process. So years one through three, services for the aged and veterans, the Duplin County Sheriff's Office and Detention Center, and then parking expansions to allow for better public parking during events. Years four through six are the event center and fairgrounds parking and grading, and then midway leveling. And then 7 to 10 would be the administration and government center development. And then beyond 10 years is that service drive extension, government center and event center parking expansions that you'll see in the lighter orange in that alternative. And then any updates to the master plan. So we do intend for this, we still have all the digital files. We intend for this to be sort of a living document. So once you get more of these built, if you want to reassess where any of these are, we can make any changes that you want to that going forward. Guess I'll open it up for any questions or comments.
Anybody have any questions? Ms. Hillary? I mean, to me it looks good off the cuff. I need more time to
absolutely
study through it to be able to make much comments, positive
absolutely
or negative. But it looks like you've done a lot of work, got a lot of future planning. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, it's like a lot of money.
Yes.
And, you know, I don't like spending money. So I can't tell you I appreciate it, but I do appreciate it.
No
I
problem.
Mean, I appreciate you doing the work, but, you know, again, you know, I'm looking forward for the county to continue to expand. We got a lot of things going on out there now, and, you know, it's amazing what we've done in the last couple of years compared
absolutely
to where we have been sitting for a while. And I think we're on a good run as long as we can continue, and I think our representative has left us, but we continue to get a lot of good help from Raleigh, and that is what's been able to make a lot of this happen. We've had a lot of hard work from our citizens trying to help put together opportunities, and, you know, our animal care center would have probably never happened if it hadn't been for the organization Calls for Paws. So again, I think we're on the right track. Seems like we're having a lot more activities at Duplin Commons, and I think it'll just continue to grow as we invest in it. You know,
mm-hmm,
it's one of those things, as I said, I hate to spend money, but sometimes you have to give to receive. And I think we're seeing the value of that right now. And I think what you've laid out here, I think looks really good. But like I said, I'd love to have more time to study over.
Absolutely. And we also can do of that preferred alternative, if you want like a larger scale drawing, like a 24 by 36, we can print that so that's easier to read. I know that it's a lot to cram into a small graphic. So if you guys want any of those hard copies as well, we can have those printed.
Could you tell us what offices are included in the administrative building?
So that would be just sort of any, I don't know that we specifically called out any to go in there. It's just more administrative. So county commission and county planners and EDC and anything, any of the admin that
okay
would be beneficial to have in that location.
Is there any environmental reason that we've put in a large portion of land into this landscaping pond and the other? Is that usable property?
So we could move that landscaping pond anywhere else on the property. It was sort of to reserve land
okay
for adding all of that impervious pavement
okay
on there.
That'd be my only comment. That's an awful lot of space that you could put additional facilities on. I'm not opposed to aesthetics, but I'm a little bit like the chairman. I'm more function than
yeah, absolutely
than beauty.
We can certainly take a look at moving any of those buildings into that location.
Okay. I would say the same thing about the open space north of it.
Because
you've got parking there, and you could probably put some buildings there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, and some of it was kept flexible just for any future buildings that may be identified that would be
okay
helpful at the site. So
okay
that's definitely something we can reassess as well.
Okay.
And I'd like to say thank you for your efforts, because it does give us a visual of where we are, where we come from, and a possibility of where we may go.
Absolutely.
So thank you for the time that you expressed in this.
No problem.
This document.
Anybody else? Again, thank you. Appreciate the hard work.
Thank you.
And I know we'll be getting back in contact with you. All right, that moves us to item number 5. Ms. Laura Jones.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm here to request to appoint Chelsea Daniels Smith to the Public Library Advisory Board. She is a librarian at North Duplin Junior Senior High School and serves on the board at the Alberson Community Library.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carried.
Thank you. I'd just like to give you a little update. We've moved all the materials from the Magnolia Library, and they've been placed on the shelves in the Auberson Library, and we've started circulation in sort of a primitive manner until we get the software ready, but it's already in the works. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that brings us to item number 6, Mr. Joseph Rayner.
All right. Good afternoon, commissioners. I have two items before you this evening. The first one, I would like to request your approval to sign the letter of agreement from the North Carolina Department of Aviation to enter the Safety Preservation and Maintenance Program. It's good for the next 5 years. So.
Motion to approve. I got a motion.
Second.
Got a motion and a second to approve the letter of agreement for the Airport Safety Maintenance Project between Dupin County Airport and Dupin County Department of Transportation, Agency of State of North Carolina, and authorize the chairman to sign.
All right.
Any further discussion? Did you get who made it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No further discussion. All in favor say aye.
Uh-huh.
All opposed, same sign. Carried. That brings us to item number 7.
All right. Next, I would like to request your approval for a change order. For Riverland and Builders in the amount of $1,300. This will be the last payment for the Forest Service Complex, and we can begin the closeout process.
Entertain a motion?
So moved.
Second.
I got a motion, a second, to entertain the change order number 8. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Uh-huh.
All opposed, same sign. Carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
That brings us to item number 8, Ms. Chelsea Lanier.
Good evening, Commissioners.
Good evening.
I would like to request the board to approve the designation of Blanca Pineda, Accounting Manager, as Deputy Finance Officer. Ms. Blanca Pineda has worked as the Accounting Specialist 2 Payrolls Clerk since January of 2021 and has consistently proven herself to be an outstanding employee in the Finance Office with the desire to learn and be a true asset to the Finance Office. She was recently promoted to accounting manager upon the vacancy of that position by myself, therefore assuming job duties that require deputy finance officer designation. The finance officer can delegate certain duties such as the pre-audit requirement in the Local Government Budget and Fiscal Control Act and control of the finance officer's signature stamp on certain documents to a designated deputy finance officer. The finance officer remains legally obligated to perform these functions. However, delegation is necessary to efficiently operate the finance office. The state treasurer's office requires the governing board to approve a deputy finance officer designation by the finance officer. Therefore, I'm requesting the board to approve this designation.
Do I have a motion?
So moved.
I got a motion.
Second.
A second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. All opposed, same sign. Carried. Thank you. That
and
brings us to item number 9.
I would like to introduce Ms. Blanca to the board. She was able to join us tonight.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay. Item number 9.
Okay. I would like to request the board approve the contract and engagement letter with RH CPAs to perform the annual audit of our financial statements for fiscal year 2023 for the amount of $56,050. Plus $2,500 for each additional single audit required. Additional single audits are for major programs which would require testing based on expenditures. Examples of these major programs which were tested for fiscal year 2022 were Medicaid, Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program, Coronavirus State Fiscal Recovery, String Debris Removal, and the Public School Building Capital Fund. RHCPAs is the firm who performed the fiscal year 2022 audit, and I would like to continue to work with this audit firm for fiscal year 23. Therefore, I'm requesting the board approve the contract and engagement letter with RHCPAs for the fiscal year 23 audit.
Okay, I would entertain a motion to authorize the chairman and the clerk to execute this contract to audit account for FY 2023, and the chairman and the interim county manager to execute the engagement letter with the RHCPAs PLLC. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Got a motion? I need a second.
I'll second.
Okay, I got a motion and a second. Now open it up for discussion.
Have we got the, and I reckon this is a question for Mr. Wood or Tim. We've got the language in there so we don't drag it out as long as it is the last 22 went on?
As best as we can.
As best as we can get it there?
Exactly.
And they're confident that they can get this done by November 30th, is that correct?
We identified issues on both ends, and we will definitely resolve those this year.
Okay.
And I will say that the first audit that a firm does, it's a lot of work because they have to, it's like they're starting fresh with our books. I mean, they've got everything in place now, so both sides are fully confident that it'll be done in time this year.
Okay. You noted that you said we had to resolve issues on both ends. As far as the issues on our end, were they less than the ones on their end?
I cannot answer that question accurately. There were things that were not done in a timely manner. And then they had some personnel issues on their side. They thought things were being done. It turns out they weren't. So that person is no longer employed with their firm.
I would say we got their full attention.
Yeah.
Mr. Wood and Chelsea and I did, and we appear to be on their front burner moving forward. And the two sides, both Chelsea's department and their folks, seem to be diligently working together to make sure we do not have the issues going forward.
I'd just like to add that Chelsea has done a tremendous amount of extra work to get the 22-year right in a very compressed period of time, because she's helped identify where the issues were on both sides and get them resolved. And if she had not done that, I'm convinced we would not have gotten a clean audit opinion this year. So I just want to publicly commend her for the job she's done to do that, because I have some appreciation for how much work it was. And she kept me informed every step of the way, so I know a lot of the issues she had to deal with and what it took to get them straightened out. It also gives me a lot of confidence in her ability going forward as your finance officer.
And I appreciate that, not to get in the weeds over what you shared, but Kelsey, I think you did a great job, and it sounds as if the kinks are out the chain in terms of what was, so that as we move forward, it'll be a better working relationship, not a lot of daylight between us and them, so that at the end of the day, we're able to get an audit within the time that is required, and so that everyone looks good in the end. So having said all that, if it's changed straight, then let's move.
But before we vote, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank you as well. And one of the things that I really want to commend you on is not just how hard you worked to fix it and relationship that you worked on that was broken, but the fact that you took this with pride and you got the job done and you didn't use excuses. Even when we sort of put you on the spot and asking you, you refrained from throwing out that type of information. And that tells me that we got the right person sitting in the chair today, and I really appreciate what you've done so far and looking forward to what you're gonna do for this county going forward.
Okay,
anybody else got any comments?
I'll let go.
No.
All right, hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carry. Thank you again. Item number 10, Mr. Wood.
Well, the only thing I have to comment on really is our good fortune of going through the state budget, but you all already have that information from me, and I think it's also been in the paper. But I've never seen that kind of largesse to a county in my career, or to a city, I might add, of any of comparable size. We did extremely well, and as y'all know, one of the biggest issues this county's facing is how to afford a jail, and them coming forward with $11 million makes that decision, in my view, a whole lot easier for the five of you to make. and we'll be amending some of our financial projections, because I had projected a certain amount of having to use a bond issue, and I think they just took that off the table, which is tremendous too, because that would have been about a two-month process as well, and a lot of extra work for the finance department. So I don't foresee that we would need to do a bond issue at this time, and I've already notified First Try-On Advisors of that. So, and that's not the only money we got, of course. We got $12 million also for economic development. We got $5 million for the airport, $3 million, which will go towards the veterans and aging project. And as y'all know, we just amended that project ordinance to appropriate almost $2 million of fund balance. Well, we're going to change that and take that appropriation of fund balance out of there and substitute that state money to go in there. So in essence, what it's done is it saved us $2 million there. We were also going to use some of the capital project fund money, and we're going to take some of that out of there and substitute the other $1 million from that grant. So in essence, they have saved us $3 million that we were going to use of two areas of fund balance. So that was a tremendous improvement for us. And the economic development money is just a godsend. You can really jumpstart a lot of economic development with $12 million.
Well, I would just like to say, you know, in following that, those comments, number one, let it be on record to thank our representatives, because our representatives did get this for us, and it is outstanding, as you said. But I also want to thank all of our county employees and the work they've done, and thank this board, because the way that you get funding is when people see you use the funding in the right way.
That's right.
And this county has done a good job of managing their money and showing the state that we're for real. We've got a great county. It's a good county to invest in, because we manage their money well.
Right.
And I think that's how we continue to get the money. And, you know, I just hope that everybody keeps up that good work and make sure that we're getting the value of that state money as we invested into our county for the growth of our county long term. And I think you've done a great job, and I want to commend all the employees and administrators.
And I did want to point out, you have a good process, because you used a committee of several staff members to work on this and to get everything together and submit a formal request for all of this. And that's really the way to do it, because you know, both the House and the Senate, they want something concrete, exactly what you're going to do. And that goes to what the chairman was just saying. You know, you're very clear about what you want and why you want it, and you have an excellent track record of when you get the money, you do the right thing with it. So.
And no pressure on Mr. Miller, but, you know, what you're going to do to overcome, you know, short period of time we've got from Mr. Wood, boy, he's made our expectations pretty high.
I'll do my best.
Okay.
I would like to say also, in those same words, that not only what we got as the county government, the town of Kenansville was appropriated $8 million for water and sewer expansion. I think $400,000 for a playground. Town of Wallace, I think, was $5 or $6 million for a new administrative complex.
It's $5 million for a police and fire headquarters.
Yeah. So not only what we got here per se is the county, but when you look at the county as a whole, there was an astronomical amount of money that was put in.
Yeah.
That is going to really benefit the citizens of this county.
Yeah. I've never seen anything like it. I've been doing this for 40 years, and I've never seen anything like this. Of course, it helps to have the Appropriations Chairman of the Senate and a high-ranking House member and a neighboring member who's the Majority Leader.
Any more comments?
Yeah, I'd like to say that, you know, when blessings come forward and you're prepared, then all the opportunities that's available, it makes it a little less stressful in terms of which direction we want to go as a county. Right. We often talk about the things we would like to do, but we've been hindered for so long as a result of the capital to make it happen. So when the doors open, we have to be very strategic and intentional as to what we want to do as a county, so that at the end of the day, our people really see the benefit of the leadership moving in the direction to make a positive impact on a whole, not just for our adults, but for our young people. Our young people can see that Duplin County has a lot of opportunity and a lot of value. So I really am, you know, positively optimistic as to where we're going to go as a county, as a board, to do those things that's necessary to continue to improve the life and quality of the citizens here in Duplin County. So kudos to our administration in Raleigh for what they did, because it is very impactful, and I just look forward for everything that's to come.
Anybody else? Mr. Wood, do you have anything else?
No, just to remind you, we do have the breakfast in the morning with the James Sprunt Community College Board of Trustees. I think that's at 7:30. Isn't that right?
That's 7:30. Right.
So just want to remind you of that. And it's over at the college, Williams Building, room 100.
Okay. All right. At this point, I'd entertain a motion to go out of regular session into closed session for legal matters written to NCGS 143-31.11A3. I got a motion. Got a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. All opposed, same sign. Carried. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming out. You're welcome to stay. I don't think we'll have anything to take action on after this. But if you want to stay, just hang around outside, and as soon as we can get through, we'll let you back in. If y'all would, we're back in the open session now. Come in single file. Thank you for being so quiet. We're not even hearing you. So we're officially back into open session, and I appreciate all of you's time, and I appreciate the work that went on in closed session. Is there anything that we need to bring up before the board in open session? Any motions or anything that took place?
Nope.
With that said, I would entertain a motion to recess until in the morning at 7:30 with the James Sprunt Board of
Trustees.
Yeah.
Second.
I got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? We'll see you in the morning at 7:30.